hears the words of God. Jesus said, the reason why you do not hear them is that you are not from God. This is from the text. Where the word of God is taught, in its truth and purity, the world, your sinful flesh, and the devil will ever be in an attempt to bring it to nothing. Thanks be to God, Christians are not to rely upon themselves or their own strength to stand up to such fiery darts. It's the surety of God's word that has stood the test of time and will forever. The word of the Lord endures forever. The word leads you into truth, for it leads you unto Christ. It's the Holy Spirit who works only through the word in pointing you to Christ, crucified, to the provided one, the sent one, who points you to the Father. This is the beauty of the word and sacraments. By the power of the Holy Spirit, they do nothing else but point you away from yourselves and center you on Christ Jesus, who reveals to you the Father. The word and the sacraments are the means of grace that are of God, and they continue to do nothing less than create and sustain a holy people that are of God. The gospel text this week lays before your eyes and into your ears the very one sent by the Father to proclaim the truth of all truths. Grace alone, through the merits of Jesus Christ alone, by faith alone. The world, your sinful flesh, and the devil cannot stand to hear this truth. It is hidden foolishness to the unholy Trinity. Jesus reveals the great chasm between man and God. Man, who is born in sin, born into the kingdom of this world, the child of the father of this world, who is the devil. While God has no beginning and no end, Jesus speaks of man's will, which is in bondage to do nothing but sin, and God's will, which is to save mankind from his sin. Listen again to his powerful living words at the beginning of the text. Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God, and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. I do not understand what I say. It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and has nothing to do with the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar, and the father of lies. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. There's no being that is soft. When it's proclaimed that when you are born into this world, you are born a child of the devil. Those are hard words to hear in this day and age of making everything light and fluffy, politically correct. Going this soft route doesn't do anyone any favors. It trades the truth for a lie, as you just heard. You there is no more severe judgment that can be delivered unto a man, but to say that they are not of God. Even Luther said, for him to be called a jerk or a villain, or even to have his body physically attacked, is nothing compared to the horrible and terrible verdict of having the Lord say, as he does here with the Jews, you are not of God. Therefore, everything hinges by the grace of God on your gladly hearing God's word and not despising it, not having conversations while I preach, of which I witnessed. And even now, treating it common, it doesn't matter. Not being or being indifferent about it. Beware of the world, your sinful flesh, and the devil. It's what Christ is making known here. Beware of caving into their desire of throwing stones at the Lord. The world, your sinful flesh, and the devil are constantly at odds with God. The Spirit of God is willing. The flesh of man is not. This is what you've all been born into. Oh, how nice it would be able to point your fingers at those nasty Jews and accuse them of such rude treatment of the Son. And you in your weakest moments have partaken of the same. Your flesh is no less corrupt than that of Caiaphas or Pilate. You must confess that you know the love of money quite well, just as well as Judas. Unlike faithful Abraham, you have refused to believe that the Lord will provide and have sought to provide for yourselves. You have refused to believe that God will give you what is best, especially when it seems bad according to your eyes. You have refused to believe that your sins were not good, were not pleasant, were not what you needed. Your sinful flesh hampers itself. And ever, with the help of the world and the devil, you are eased into excuse after excuse. You indulged yourselves and slipped into a self-delusion, like addicts who lie to themselves, saying they'll ease themselves off of their drugs tomorrow or the next day. You even go so far as to use other villains to justify yourself. Is it being thankful to the likes of Hitler or 9/11 attackers? Because now you're not as bad as them. Stop trying to soften it. Repent. Through your sinful flesh, you become masterful liars, skilled at ignoring the facts and leveling accusations at anyone who would hold you back from your desires being met. You've flirted with death, played with eternity, and dare God to judge you according to your sins. Repent. These opponents of our Lord who live long working through the power of the Spirit, Jesus reveals himself as the one who has come from heaven to save you from your sin. He does it right here in this very text to say, before Abraham was, I am. It means to say, I come from eternity. He might as well have said, before Adam and Eve and everything else created was, I am. The very one from whom you were separated by the great chasm of the fall entered your dark world. The great I am of the burning bush has become your great high priest. Mere man cannot fathom such a love as this. Among sinful flesh, the world and the devil, his song is love unknown. When and where he makes it known, the crisis of belief flow forth. As Luther said, the greatest praise we can give God is simply believing. You, as Isaac, are set free from your bondage and certain death. God has supplied the sacrifice for you. Jesus is the one caught in the thicket, the guiltless, sinless one for the guilty sinners. Through the sacrifice of your great high priest stepping in and offering himself that he may reconcile you to God, you now know his love. By God's grace, you continue to be gathered unto him. The gift of faith has brought him to not be hidden from your eyes as he graciously continues to come to you through word, water, bread, and wine. Those are the light and the truth that lead you to God's holy hill, who is dwelling among you with glorious stars. It is only in the cross of Christ that you shall ever boast. It is only through him that you shall ever call out to God, that you should be judged. For his merits make you confident. For truer than your sins is the blood of Christ crucified. Truer than your betrayal and your lies is his faithfulness and love. He came to pursue you. He will continue to do so through the means of grace until he takes you home. You hear his word and partake of the sacraments. You believe in God, in the Father, in the Son, and in the Holy Spirit.